Begin the Karn Daf Meseftis Lam and Gimel. Begin the Amazing and Taisa Masal. That begins with the words of the Gemara, which is still from Daf Lam and Aleph, which the Gemara on Amud Beis was giving essentially a third approach or a second approach to what Bishami means that Hekdash B'Tos have a Hekdash in the case of Shosh Shocho, and the first one comes out as white. That it's actually the black one that's going to be. That's what Rav Papa said. Said Abai, no, it's going to be the white one, because it's not in the morning that he's saying it, he's actually saying it in the evening. The first one that came out, as Tais quotes from the words of Gemara, that continuing from the previous Tais on Amud Aleph, that he said that the ox that came out first to my house, Lahava Hekdash should be Hekdash. And they said to me, you know what? Love and Yatzitchila. Actually, you said the first one that came out, which was the black one, should be Kodesh. They said, actually, you're mistaken. The white one came out first. Raman, he says, you have you done love enough and had I known that the white one came out first, Lahava Mishacha, what did he say, black? Yeah, love and rather white. So Tais explains the Hashdi Yishlam the Mem. Now we could say Shaliya Daita that his intention was Lachomi Shayetzer Rishon, and that it makes sense that he meant the first one that comes out, as some Yosais add on the words Lachaches Kashacha. That's why he mentioned black. So why did he mention black? Shaliya Sabal Haka, because he thought he recognized Bepsiya Shaliya Shacha in the steps that were the black ones. Of Avada Yudait Lachomi Shayetzer Rishon. Of course, he meant whichever one came out first. Meshamachi Amekdash Avel Lavan. That's why it's going to be holy even the white one. Because the thing mitmucha, we learn from Dukhan Amekdash Avel Betais, that yes, can be Hekdash even Betais. As Tais explains, if the guy is there in the morning, and he said, as we originally understood, the black axe is going to come out first, and then they end up telling him, you know, love and nothing, the white one came out first. And he says, oh, yeah, you done love and nothing. I didn't know the white one's going to come out first. Oh, no, in this case, I would have thought that actually even Beishami would agree that it's not going to be Hekdash. He doesn't. He has no clue. How do you know the black one's going to come out first from all the other ones? As some Gisors add in the words, what do you think is a prophet to know the future? Why is he mentioning black? If his intention really was to match which one came out first. So rather, but not sadly, we actually initially testify when he said black ox. Now his intention was specifically for the black one. The gear says because if his intention was for the black one that comes out first, ati nabi who laid that seed. What do you think he knows the future? So. And it's not similar to the case of six guys walking on the road. The Hashem have a nazar that, yeah, there is going to be a nazar for loy sechulin and zikidavav, even the one that doesn't come out like what he's saying. Why? What's the difference? Because the guy who might say was makabel, whatever the situation is. Oh, Masha may explain who I, he said it's only that guy. So, Toy, but he made a mistake when he saw him from a distance. So it makes sense that you can say he made a mistake. So you can say it's a mistake. That he said, oh, the black one's going to come out. How should he know that? So when he said it, he wasn't making a mistake, quote unquote. No, deliberately he's saying, I want the black one. But when he says in the evening, Shemehemiz Yotu and animals already went out, oh, then Yeshlan Lameman, then we could say, Shemehemiz and he meant whichever one came out first. I, Mashes Kashacha, why sing black one if that's not the first one that came out? He heard the oxen coming out. He knows his animals what they sound like. I just made a mistake. But now it's similar to the case of this guy's going the road. The number he's saying, the guy made a mistake, not in the sound, but in his vision. Loimish plane, he was saying, oh, it's that guy. But actually, he's not but his intention is to be Nazi, even if it's not. Something over here. And his intention was to be Nazi, even if it's not black, which is the white one. Okay, I can't be able to do that. That's such a case that you can learn from Timurah. But somebody disagrees on this. The Philikai, even such a case, like if we don't know from Timurah, don't have Hekdash, it's not going to be Hekdash. That's how Abaye interprets it. The next Tais Masal, which from here until the Masal of Tanya belongs on the Flamen Alf, on the Beis. So the other case of the Mishnah, which Gemara is asking if I'm really, it's talking about past tense. It says in the Mishnah, Dindaz of Shiyala, the golden coin that will come out. So it says, it sounds like the Mikara have a quote, it's going beforehand. So as Tais quotes in the words of Gemara, Tony, you should read a Sha'ala, that as Tais explains, Shikva Olabiyah, that already came in his hand. And the Sashabadava, now he's thinking about it, but Nikka Sha'olabiyah, the Shikaz realized, wait a second, what I just took out wasn't gold, it was silver. Bamani says, Ilidan, the Shikaz, well, Olabiyah, had I known that the first one that he took out was silver, Loimati didn't say, I wouldn't have said the golden coin. And the Bechain Chabesh Atal, the same thing as what the Gemara addresses with the barrel that will come out, Tony Sha'olabiyah, also, you have to say, that did come out. Now, the Gemara continues then with unrelated halacha that comes back to the halacha of the Mishnah that we're discussing. The Dimin Masal Teza, Amar Av Chizr, says, Uchma b'chibur lakir. The black and the white is flawed, meaning Shor Shachar, a black ox, Shabin Shvachim Levanim, that's mixed into a herd of white oxen, Lakia is flawed, meaning Megereir, it diminishes them. Binim Kamen Pachas, it's going to be sold for lesser value. Al Deisha Shachar Levan, that the black one is mixed in with them. Because of Levanim, Ma'ulam and Ashkarim, the white ones are higher price than the black ones. Next teaching Rav Chisda, as Tesa quotes, is Chivr Ba'uchma Lekusa. The white and the black is flawed. What does that mean? Kesem Lovin B'Shar Shachar. Although the words sound similar, it's a different idea. A white stain on a black ox is Lekusa, is a flaw. Because B'Yiduah Shekenegev is a Kesem, that you know that opposite that stain, Ha'yineged Tzachas B'Mehemet, that there was a Negev Tzachas in the animal. And Malach Yisra B'Resh Mishach, this is what the Gemara says in Gittin of Samach Chesem Anach, Tom Chivr B'Bisra, that you taste the white in the meat, Bodk B'Duch, they checked in this place, Vashkechu Matzah Kesem Lovin, they found that there's a white stain. But Yaldu, Kitzras Ha'yib B'Makam Kesem, that they knew that there was a Tzachas there where that stain was. Now, the question on this halacha is, as Tais quotes more of the Gemara, now we learned in our Mishnah, Shor Shachar v'chulu, a black ox, etc., this whole case that we described. Now, Mashmi that love and Kaddish, the Gemara understands this, that what ends up happening in the halacha, according to Bisham, is the white woman comes to look at Totsa, by the way, Abai explained it. Now, the Gemara explains in its question, the assumption the questioner is, that Makdish inish be'ain ra Makdish, when the person sanctifies something, he does it sparingly, as stingy as possible. Now, based on that, as Tais explains, because Rav Chisda. Now, this Mishnah is difficult to Rav Chisda. Why? Because the Kibna Lavan Adim Shachar, since he explained that the white one is better than the black one, so B'Yidua Shaloi Ha'Yidai to like Shalavan. So you know definitively that he was not sanctifying the white one. Because Kibin Ma'in Ra Hikdash. You tell me that when he sanctifies the lower quality. And Rav Chisda says that the white is higher quality. Now, when Hiduk mean the come out, and although we're explaining that what he's saying is Ila have you done love enough, had I known the white man's gonna come out, have him in love and love because I would have thought to say that the white man should be holy, but still, given love and other, since the white one's better, Havad Meshakui, he must be lying. Elavadi then most definitely said, no, how do we understand? So the Gemara is obviously saying that love and Guru Meshakui, we see that Rav Chisda is wrong, that the white one must be inferior for the black one. Oh, and therefore we could explain when he said that the black one should be Hekdish. So, as some add on to the gears of Kolshkin, the Daite are Lavan. Okay, so now we can understand why for sure his intention would be on the white one. Could the Guru amend? It's more inferior from it. The Vikash Lav Chizet, the Vikash Lav Chizet, who said the white one's better. Shantley, the Gemara answers, as Taisa quotes from the Lord of the Gemara, no, but I'm Yafan Akdish. When someone sanctifies, does it the higher quality. Oh, and therefore, Mishamachi, Ginavik Lavan. So, when the white one comes out, Ame, he says, Yad the Bechul, had I known, Ame, him, we believe Misham, the Vikash Lav Chizet. Yes, the white one's better, and therefore we assume that that's what he really meant to say. First, the Maskel quotes from the words of the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, "Din Sav Shi'al Bi'od Risha," in that the golden coin that's going to come in my hand for us, Beshamer Magdish Beshamer says it's holy. He says the Gemara, you just wanted to explain for Rav Chisda that Ba'ayin Yofa Magdish. Problem is, from this next case, the Mishnah Ba'ayin Rahu Magdish. You see that he's Magdish with a stubborn, a stingy eye, because the time of the Mishal Zav, the reason it sounds like is because he said gold. Other, which is better. So that's why the Mishnah is saying that when it came out the silver one, it's going to be hektish because the guru is up because that's more inferior from gold. But it sounds like a mahaba omishal kesem. Let's say originally said silver volbi of the zub and then actually came out a gold coin. Loya hektish would not be hektish. Why could be ein ra hektish? Hektish would ein ra. So I'm kidding, but that's the case. Hachadam yiros and bereisha. Now Mishnah members say in the reisha also the shachar toiv mulam and love. It sounds like the black one is higher quality and better than the white one. Can you please like we explained, and that's why the white one's included because it's inferior. Because of Chizda, Zibugod Rav Chizda, who we have to explain to, according to him, the Makdash Ba'in Yalfa. So Tais quotes from the word the Gemara. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Elmai, if that's the case, that you tell me Ba'in Rahu Makdash, that you see from the middle case, let's go to the third case. The third case, Chavash Al-Yayin Shtal B'yad B'yad Shayna, he hektish, he says, okay, the first barrel that's going to be of wine, that's going to come in my hands, going to be hektish. Also, Shoshaman turns out it was oil, Shoshaman Makdash, it's going to be hektish. Now the problem is about Yayin, the Guru Meshemen. We know that wine is a lower price value than oil. Okay, name if that's the case, then you're telling me that ba'ayin ra makdish, so you should say dafka yayin makdish. If you said wine, it should be only wine, not for something that's a high quality of oil. You tell me it's makdish ba'ayin ra. So I'm not thinking about it, says no. Don't try to answer Rav Chisda like by slugging me up, by contradicting me, by showing me that it doesn't work with the safe. It's not true. As Tais quotes from the word Gemara, Imashem ha, if this is your point, like kasha, that wouldn't be a difficulty because we're clear lishanu. We could say the third case, Toman in the Galilee Pirish. In other words, the loylum ba'ayin ra makdish really is makdish with a ayin ra. Must think because on the Mishnah's domain the Galilee, they had abundance of oil. Never since it's supply and demand, and that's so much. It's actually wine was higher value than oil. Therefore, when you make the shayin, kosh can shem the oil because that's inferior. So therefore, I could still hold ba'ayin ra as you see in the middle case. So therefore, the ratio is still difficult. So now the Gemara quotes, Tais quotes from the Gemara, I'm looking at Chizur. Chizur would tell you, it's not difficult. Because Kiyam Alach, when did I tell you, Ano, when I tell you this, Betur Kamanoi. It's from the Aksana of Kamanoi. Tais explains, Bois Amalchus, from that kingdom, Kach Shem, Kamon, that's its name. So, but you're right. But so it depends. In Kamon, the white is better. But you're right, for the Alach of the Mishnah, the black is better. And you're right, it's Fa'in Ram Akdash. So says Hashanir, now it would seem to explain now after we just went through the whole Gemara, now I could explain why did we have to go through explicitly these three cases? Because each one says a chiddush. The dinishal zabitzrich, the case of the golden coin that you need the Lashmin to tell you, because that's the one that proves the Bayin Rahu Makdash, as we just said. Now, Reish the Shar, the first case of Shar, Iklamim the Asi, you could say that's coming to tell us Lashmin like of Chizda, not like of Chizda. Yeah, he came out with a teretz of Karmanoi, but it sounds like Nalikim. And the third case of Chavashal Yain. Is the Okimna, but Galil Shonu that we explained is in the Galilee. Ashmin, that would be telling us, that we don't go after most places, you go after each location individually as we end. But Tzorchin says, you have to look into this further, if that would be why we're saying all these three cases. Next, this has to begin words of the Gemara, another teaching from Rav Chisda. Similar type. Uchmul Mashre, the black is for its hide, Sumka Labischa, the red is for its meat, and the Chibbala Radi, and the white one is for plowing. Which he says, Nafkamina, what the relevance of what he's teaching is, the business dealings. The Ukma, that the black one is Oyre Meshabach, its hide is higher quality. Some could the red one, the Sarai Meshabach, its meat is higher quality. But Chibra, the white one, Mal Lachir, is good for plowing when you're buying. The question is, the Gemara asks a contradiction, as it says, quotes from the words, the Ukma, what do you mean? The black and the white is flawed. Meaning, as Tais explains, that the white ones go down in value of coins, because the black one is mixed inside of it. So what's the question? But since you tell me this last teaching, that the black one, the black one's hide is more higher quality than the white ones. So the questioner understands, and the gear says, so that wouldn't make the white oxen so much more valuable than the black one. The other males are shachar al shalavan, that it should make the value of the white one more valuable than from the value of the black one's hide over that of the white one. So why are you saying that the white one is better? But what do you mean? Why is it flawed? Even though it's good in one thing, but it's not good in another thing. The black one is better in another area. So the Gemara answers. As Tosha quotes, Kim Rav Chisda, Tosha adds on the words, when Rav Chisda says, as he explains the Milsa Kamaisa for his first teaching, that first teaching was, as we actually mentioned this idea before, was Betur Kamona. That is, Tosha explains, Shalom and Chashav al Shachal Chodah, but that's where white is superior to the black in everything. But the Idach Milsa Rav Chisda, the other teacher of Rav Chisda, that says, no, the black is better than the white in its hide, that's Bishar Alma, that's by all other ones in the world. Then you're right. Then the black is better for its hide. That's actually why in the Mishnah we said the black one is better, because like we have to say that it's because we're saying Ba'ain Ram Akdish, and how is the white included? Because the Nehida Lavan Chashav Lahad, you're correct, although the white one is significant for plowing. The value of the hide of the black one is so valuable. The Makdish Alavan Bakal Yosik Shikdish Ashacha, that yes, to sanctify the white one, it'd be easier than when you're sanctifying the black one, because the Bakal Zalavan that included in this high quality black one's hide is actually included the white one inside of that. Next, this is not the beginning words of actually, this is. From the Mishnah, Masnitin, which the Mishnah said, Mishnah de Menazim, which I says, Perashna Mishnah, we already explained the Mishnah previously, which we say within Moinim Shah Shanada, that you count from the time of when you took the Neder, which the Mashmah, that sounds like the Cholim Shah and the Zelusa, it sounds like all the days that you already violated in Zeres, in the Minim will still count towards the Minim. The next time is the Maschal, from here until the Maschal Marabba belongs in the Flamid Bezim and Al. So we're moving through the Blatter here, with the Taisis and on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, but there's a question, because the title in the Braisa, Mishav and Nezirus, Bechul, Vizum, Violates Nezirus, which is, and this is going on these last different Maschals, which are from that Mishnah, it's basically, Kibbul of Nezirus Meyim, for example, someone accepted upon himself a Nezirus of 100 days. Bechas Beyayin Tzemach Yom, and 60 out of those 100 days, he was drinking wine. A Bolei, Bekabal, nice, and now he finished, and Nezirus come during his Kabbans. So the Braisa says, as Tezir quotes, in his Kakamai. What do you mean? We don't address ourselves to him. As Tezir explained, they become a nice Kabbanis Nezirus, to bring his Kabbanis Nezirus. As according to the words of the Braise. So, unless he counts their prohibition, associated claiming another with Samachim, the 60 days, as the words of the Braise, like the days that he treated as permissible, meaning Sheshosian that he drank wine. That's the Tanakama. And then the next opinion is called Jabisim. He says, no, it's enough for 30 days. So, Pishri re explains, the other Daya, this that is enough, and consolation, they penalize him 30 days, is Shim not the Kofiyam. Let's say he took another of 100 days. But over Samach Yom Mor, the Gizit Kuf Yom Mor, he violated in these days, 60 days, or 100 days. I'm not going to make him demolish all the 100 days of drinking wine. Rak Lamin Yom, only 30 days. And the Gersa is either B'Shleishim Yom Yalo, or really it's, as some have the Gersa, is that B'Shivim Yom Yalo Nizir. So we're going to demolish 30 days, and 70, the other 70 will count towards Nizir. Apishashas Ben Yain, although he drank wine on those days, but we're only going to demolish 30 days. But the minhag is no etzel b'isi. Same thing is regarding a minimum disease of 30 days according to b'isi. Not the lama. If you took another 30 days, but shas b'kolinyan, he drank wine in all those days. So then you're right. In that case, yes, takol is going to demolish everything. Then b'shas shnei yom yam, he drank 2 days wine. So shem ni yamachem lish diyasan. So look at whatever, however many days. But the max is going to be 30 days. That's where he has to count. Now, so the most saying this b'isi seems to show that both v'tzanom and not like either one of them are not like the talmud mishnah. That's the case of all you're saying. This is the girsa that the gemara says, quoting Iraban the Kashmir Zirz Mugubah. If it's Rabban and Toys Gears is not, which we have an argument, Muetes, but if it's Rabban, it's Kashmir Zirz Mugubah. Pierce, Toys explains, a filament Rubah, even a long one, meaning, because we'll say for Abyssi that's not difficult, but according to Rabban, even Rubah is difficult. The Bain Zirz Mugubah, meaning whether you have a long Zirz of Kamai Kofium, like it's 100 days. Bishos began to drink in them wine, so it's a call, according to them, demolish everything. Bain Zirz Muetes, whether even a small Zirz, like 30 days, Bishos began to drink, you drank a certain amount of days, so a limit is based on your Kofium, if there's count another 2 days for those days. Problem is, Masin Mashma Amishna, but it sounds like the mind of Mashosh, another that you count from the time when you took the Nether Kalim, in other words, or as the Gears is, the Philotem, even if you're going to say that Mixis Yom Shanada, that, oh, some of the days that he, not all of them, but some of the days that he took the Nether, Genesis, I call it Mash, everything, El Rakalam Yom, only 30 days, the Lion Yom Achim Yal, Lloyd's going to count for him, which, okay, Mahin Namik Rabbi Yasi, that will be like Rabbi Yasi, but according to Chum, it's difficult because they hold, he demolished everything. So even Nazir's Merubah is problematic. But you'll say for abuse, it makes sense. So by that's why Nazir's Merubah, because when we say Meshoshanada, it takes to explain, it doesn't mean all of it, okay, at least some of it. Because you're going to be right. It's not so everything, only 30 days. The problem is Abel, but it takes quotes from the words of Gemara, but Nazir's more etis cash, but a minimum Nazir's is difficult. Because the abuse, even contributes, it says, it'll demolish all those 30 days. Machine mash, Meshoshanada, the minimum. Meshoshanada sounds like it always is going to be counted. So seemingly, our mission is not like either one of them. So it takes quotes towards the Gemara, Ibaisim, if you want to say Jabiasi. Everyone thinks it's Rabban. Everyone says Rabbi Yasi, as Tay says, Benziz Meruba. Meaning, as Tay explained, Masnit Benziz Meruba, our mission is talking about a long Naziris. Now, so only B'Shleish Miyam says, it's only going to demolish 30 days. And if the Gears is Balamid or B'Shivim, B'Shivim Yem Yal Laminion, so but 30 days, 70 of the 100 will be counted, Kamay the Benziz Moetis, like by Naziris Moetis, so that's only demolishing 30. So when we say that, Minim Meshosh Another, means from that time. Okay, according to Rabbi Yisi, that makes sense. And that's halach of the Mishnah. And this is Merubah. I have all the Rabbi Yisi, she's like, oh, this Rabbi Yisi is going to demolish everything, but this is Moetis. That's why a minimum Nazirus. B'shas B'kol Yen, he drank wine throughout the 30 days. Oh, the other side is a Kosh Hashem, and then he's going to demolish all 30 days. But this is Merubah, long Nazirus. My Rabbi Yisi, they say, sir, how could Rabbi Yisi agree he's not going to demolish everything? But Rabbi Yisi, I think he says enough, meaning not demolish everything. So, if the time Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yisi. Then the Gemara says, it's called Viva Yisi, maybe one thing says Rabban. Because my Mishosh Anada, it's actually the opposite of what it sounds like. It's not. What does it mean from when he took the nether? It means kimishoshana, like from when he took the nether. In other words, we need to say it like this. Many yom shal isi has to count days that are prohibited, the hainu, and the gears of samach yom, 60 days, v'shas v'kol yayin, and let's say he drank all of it wine, v'chein b'nezirz mo'et, the same thing is by a minimum nezirz. Meaning, v'achimash m'lishn masin, how he understands the words of Mishnah is, when it says, mayin m'shoshana, you count from the time he took the nether, in other words, chayzer o'mayna, he has to go and count over that amount of days, from the time that he took the nether and he violated. Now he's counting another time when he's coming from the sages. He actually has to treat that prohibited at the amount of time that he was drinking wine. He says, sure, but if before he drank wine, money makes his zeros already counted some of the zeros, you're right. It's not going to demolish those days because the Shtiyah this whole lot of drinking wine, but it's only rabbinic. Because biblically, it's only the days are going to be demolished if you became Tamil Mason. Not by wine. But at least those days, that's what it's going to be demolishing. Next says Master begin words of Masnit in the Mishnah, it's a quotes Nishal Aleha, which he says Masnit Parash Lela, but explain the Mishnah, which again we had all the tases in on the Mishnais beforehand. But the words of the Gemara are Amr Biyumya. He says, Mid Bishamai Nishmal Bishil. We can infer from Bishamai that it'll teach you something regarding Bishil. Why? The Kami Bishamai said, Hektish Tois, Hektish, as we had in the first Mishnah. And but became the Megali Milsud Lav Shab Another. But as we see in the following Mishnah after that, that once it's revealed that it didn't take a valid neder, Tate B'Techa Be'Eder, Bisham agrees that it goes and it goes up to graze in the flock, as Kedam B'Sin Behedi, like we learned explicitly in the Mishnah. Don't you agree that this is a case of hektish betoys? And therefore, v'teitze v'tichem be'eden should go out to graze in the flock. Me too, because he had asked the sages, and they permit him. Where the lev kabbalah wasn't a kabbalah at all, like we said in the mission already. Like a guy says, this is for my chatas, but wait, my chatas, and he's not obligated to chatas. Of course, everyone agrees it's not going to be anything. Oh, so that's what Bishami, we see from Bishami. So therefore, says the Gemara, so how can Nami be silly? So same thing we say for Basil. That Av be Dami the Tmura Betoys, but Tmura, though they say that at least by Tmura Betoys, they hold it Tmura. Because Tay says, Bahab Mind Basil, here Basil agrees with the Kedushin, and like the Gemara tells us, in Tmura, Meyia, which is the Pasuk tells us, Rabbi Shaykh Gebezit, include when he did it by mistake, like when he does deliberately. So how can you see that? So this is the words of the Gemara. Hanamili, that it was all said Kedisa Leika, when the primary is there. But when the primary hektish, which is what you're transferring the tumura onto, is this akir, gets uprooted, not the tumura, then also for the tumura. And therefore, as Tais adds on the words of the gemara, but Tais at mula eden. And therefore, the tumura itself goes out to the flock. As Tais of Akir, which is what it's saying. Let's say he sanctified an animal as an oil. And then he brings another animal, he says, this should be the exchange on this one. Then he goes to Chacham and he's child and undoes the first one. And the sage permits to say, you're right, that's not even the oil. So then the tmur is also going to go to the flock. It's like as if he said, there's tmur for this one, which, what's this one? That's chum itself. So this one's also not going to be able to be kodesh. That was what Rabbi Yemi was comparing. Now regarding this halacha, we have a machlekes. This halacha of the 10th one and the 9th one and the 11th one, which we see that we have a gezeirah kasev that they're going to be kodesh. So one opinion says, the Tais quotes from the word Gemara, two is to belike abanase. It's when he does it by mistake and not intentionally. It says when even miskaven kugel chair sigar, he deliberately calls the 9th one number 10 in because it's not going to be holy. But as Tais quotes, Rav Chisda amar to usav a koshkin kabanase. No, is error and for sure when he does deliberately. Aye, so Tais explains masnit niktam mishata b'chulu. So why does the Mishnah say when he makes a mistake? Rav Chisda amar it's a chiddush. Even though by mistake, but koshkin kabanase for sure when he does deliberately. Now, the question is when Bisham Yisrael were having this discussion in the Mishnah, Bisham says this halacha. And the Tais quotes more Zigmar b'shtikel u'beisil. And b'sil was silent, which Tais says lab dafki shtikel. It's not like b'sil was silent. Don't shivel them gzeis agazim. When they respond, that's gzeis agazim. And come rather what the Gemara means to say is the shtikel they were quiet. Shle shivel who svarim b'nei obey. The b'sil did not respond in the logic from this case itself, from the 9th and the 11th one. And levi b'shnayim also b'shmini. Rather they bring proof from the number 8, number 12. The question is, as Tais quotes more Zigmar, leim lo ma'achar shein akaj b'gavon. You could say from over here that it, what do you mean? Rav Chisda holds that it's by this cases when you try to say number 9 as number 10, it's not holy when you do it deliberately. Kashar Hekdesh, like all other Hekdeshes, obviously it's Gzeis HaKasim, because Hekdesh always works with Kavana, and here it doesn't. So why wouldn't Basil say from the Halacha itself, from 9 and 11, why you have to come from 8 and 12? So nothing about answers is, Taisa quotes, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, he says, no. In this, that they didn't tell them, as Tais explained, Basil is true, but this responds, as the words of the Gemara, because if that would be the case, they would tell them, meaning Bisham Basil, that as the words of the Gemara, Umma, Maisa Shin Kaddish, what do you mean? To the contrary, it's a Kavu Chaimer. If Maisa, which is not holy, Kamai Hektish, Li is Kaddish to be holy, as the words of the Gemara, Bikavan with intent, and as Tais explained, the Falach, even so Chabatais, it takes effect in error. So then, as the words of the Gemara, Hektish like Kaddish again, Hektish isn't all the more so? Because there it is become on the Beshurah work for Tais. But Yigmar answers and says, as Tais quotes, Velohi, it's not the case. Hektish bedaita de meratal. You know, Hektish actually depends on the consciousness of the owner. Tais says, Kozim liberty of Shimi. This is all from the words of Shimi. Kalim, in other words, and the Kavuchem in terms of Kavuchem Vesil. He says, no, really, it's not a good Kavuchem to cut down what Vesil is saying. The Vade, Hektish bedaita de meratal. Beshurah Hektish, it has to be with the consciousness and the intent of the owner. Because the Isha Shiakhtish is based on Merachman. The Torah says, a man who's going to sanctify his house, which sounds like Medas Mekabon, save with his intention. In error, it's not going to be hektish by regular hektish. Basil explains in our Mishnah, but you'd be Mishmin from the case of the 8, number 12. But ultimately, the cost of Nachman and my lady should be Basil Menem Day. So that it's not to go to Nachman, why it doesn't respond from this itself, from 9 and 11. Because you could say, Basil Chabna Trey Tami Nachman. Basil picks one out of two reasons. But he picked this one of 8 and 12, not 9 and 11, because as we said, Basil would make a mistake to think that to the contrary is a Kavach HaMeh, which is not, but that's why he didn't pick that one. Next test master begins with the words of the Gemara, which this is belongs in the Daf Lamed Beis, Amad Beis. Amar Rav said, Shot for Rabban Rav Lezer. the rabbis flooded Rabbi Elazar, and they made him come to their side. In other words, Natsu, they won him over. Shachaz Lebrem, that he returned to their opinion, and he maintained their opinion. That they say, you cannot open up a nether with something that only developed later on, which is not coming. It's like the Chobin of Beis HaMikdash. Where do you see that? As Tosfos explains, because the Ilach of Elazar Yibshal Zchon, he lived at the time of the Chobin Beis HaMikdash. When they were trying to take out Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to make believe he was dead, he went on one side, Rabbi Shimon ben Zakkai on one side. At least he tells Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to carry the coffin of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Elazar was there at the time of the Chobin. And in this story in our Mishnah, which they were protesting about Nachum Amadi, and they said you cannot be Paisek Ben Eilid, Rabbi Elazar doesn't speak up. He doesn't speak up and say, what do you mean? No, it is good charata. As the Gemara quotes, cannot legal in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar doesn't speak up, you could open Ben Eilid. So Elor, the Gizah says, obviously you see that he retracted. You've seen that story. He didn't protest on the sages of Adar. Obviously, he ended up agreeing to them. Now, the Gemara qualifies, although you cannot be Paisek Ben Eilid, as Tais quotes, the Bemaskal, the place can be Tnai Neilid. But you could open up with a stipulation, a condition of Neilid. The Minla would tell them, Ilu Asa Inish, had a man come, Vamluchain, and they would have told you, the Chor Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, and destroyed, Miyav and Azu, would you have taken that and Ziv, the Pish, in other words, what does that mean to say? Ilu Bob Ben Adam Elacha B'Shoshan Dart, had a man come to you when you took a Nether. Well, I mean, Atzcha, he would counsel you and say, Ki Ulai Chor Beis HaMikdash, Terem Kalais, and Zagacha, maybe the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed before you finish the Ziv, Kulun, the Dart, would you have taken the Nether? That's similar to regret, meaning, as the case of if 10 people come to appease you, it doesn't make a difference why they're appeasing. Even if they're appeasing something that's going to develop later on, it doesn't make a difference. There's still regret because those people are here right now. So that actually would work for a Pesach. Now the Gemara quotes Amar Abasi, or as the Gemara says, Amar Yosef. Yeah, boy, had I been there, I would have told them, Hechel Hashem, him, according to Pasuk. Claim in other words, what would he have been telling them? Yisem Elohim Nazim, I would have told those Nazirim, Likachachem Asisim Shemadatim. You didn't do like the sages, that you, like smart people that you took a nether. You should have been afraid that maybe Bezmeg is being destroyed. Shagib Pasuk, as mentioned already in a Pasuk. As Tosfos explained, it's not like he was coming to permit their nether with this, like, opening. As if, like, you guys, you know, you never thought this through. No, he was coming to rebuke them. Why do you recall this pasuk? And therefore, to hold back from taking another. Because my pasuk was similar, though. This pasuk is a sign for this. We mentioned the hechel three times. Because Vashnaim has seen the Harb, two are going to be destroyed. Vashlisha Kisei, Yoyim Agol Vanegel, Yomash Lanesach. And the third one is going to be the throne for the great and awesome day. And will never be removed forever. No, but that's how he's explaining it over here. So the Gemara responds, as Tosfos quotes more than the Gemara, what do you mean? Nahidi, Yadid, the Chayim, although they know the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Miyad, Din, Emas, do they think they know when? So the Gemara responds, well, Din, Emas, you think they didn't know when? But for Ksivit, says the Pasuk, as Tosfos, Abid, and Neil, which the Pasuk says, Shvu'ayim, Shivim, Nachascha, Alam, Chaval, Yid, Ar, Kerchechem, which is, the Kamali, HaMalch, the Neil, the Malch was telling the Neil, they'll save Shivim, Shmitais, which is Shvu'ayim, Shivim, 70 cycles of Shemitah, Yechor Beis Chayni, the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Meaning, when you fill up the 70 years of Golas that they were in Golas bubble, this is right after the Korban Bayis Rishon. And the 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yal, the Shem Shemitah comes out to 70 Shemitah cycles, which is 7 times 70. So they knew when it's going to be destroyed. Shem Digmar answers, as Taisa quotes from the word Digmar, I can't tell you about how you think, but they knew which day. In other words, Taisa means to say, particularly the beginning of the year, but in the middle of the year, but at the end of the year. And therefore, they thought in zeros they would be able to be finished. They'll be able to bring the comments beforehand. But therefore, that's why they took it, and not necessarily as strongly as the rebuke of Rabbi Yisrael. Now, the Taisa quotes the words of the Gemara that, Mishlo in the sky with Dvarav, I might have a Nazar. The words of Yisrael in the Mishnah are that, the guy who is not like him is going to be a Nazar. Why would he be the Nazar? Stacy explained, as we continue to talk about Lama Dama Nav, Yisrael, lo yav nazir b'taz. When Yisrael holds that if you made a mistake, then you're not a Nazar. How could that be the case of the one being the Nazar?